to have a guardian angel with you at any time. If you're a spouse of a Parkinson patient, or somebody that needs CPR, or you're hooking up dad to hemodialysis equipment without the home health nurse for the first time, and to be able to say, hey, Addison, can you walk me through the process so I don't make a mistake? And have a whole interactive, graphic, lifelike interaction is really incredible. We'll be able to put it on the phone and the different tablets in the house. You saw illustrated in the early videos. You see her on a tablet there. It's just having those smaller versions of those positioned in different places inside of the house. We have a business model. So let me tell you what happens and why we have all these home care partnerships now. Because we go into a doctor's office or a hospital or go to a home care company and we bring a lot of value. When we go to a hospital, we say everybody is trying to charge you $3 to $5 million for some initiative they claim is the grand all solution for reducing readmission rates, and it's a holistic approach. Everybody has to contribute on some level. We all know that. But we have something for adopters that dramatically improves lifespan, compliance, reduces readmission rates, and we don't want you to invest or put one copper penny up on the table. We're going to pay you to protect your patients. It's a patient-pay solution. If we have a bigger hospital, we provide an embedded representative to deal with admissions, to discharge people, and do consultations with qualifying patients on the way out the door. They don't handle forms. They don't handle selling. They don't handle equipment. They don't handle billing. They don't handle any of it. But it's a revenue stream for the hospital that sometimes they take and sometimes they say, let's convert that into an indigent patient fund to get people who couldn't afford the system to be able to adopt it. And nothing is doing a greater job that I've seen than our support, the way that we coordinate professionals and communication with families and non-professional and professional caregivers and get a delegation of communication going, the connectivity, and then the monitoring and the expedited response. We keep people out of the three big defeats, right, away from the big defeats that we're trying to conquer. We want to keep them out of nursing homes, hospitals, and cemeteries. It's pretty simple, right? Pretty simple. So when we go to a home care partner, they love us. We say, look, we're $70,000, $90,000, $120,000 a year in this next 12 months in new income. And we're going to do it through a variety of processes. We're going to give you a line extension to protect your patients because you go out and you work really hard going through thousands of leads and networking events to be able to put a population of patients on service. If 10 to 15% of those people end up in a hospital, a nursing home, or a cemetery, it's not great for business. It's not good for you. So if in the absence of the live caregiver, we can protect that person to make sure the live caregiver has a patient to come back to, that's good for just preserving the initial bottom line. But what about people that you service for a short-term rehab period? They're in there for a month, 2 months, 4 months. Do you have long-term revenue from short-term customers? Not usually. Well, when somebody gets electronic caregiving to supplement the 20 hours a week in live caregiving, they're in over a month getting 640 additional hours of protection for an extra $49. It's not a hard sell when you're selling $20 to $30 an hour services. 82% of those people when live caregiving ends keep the electronic caregiver. And if they need live caregiving again, they don't go to whoever's on the billboard and in the newspaper. They come back to you because we've helped establish a long-term relationship. You look at your referral sources. There's only so much time you can spend chipping away at your referral sources and trying to engage them. But when you have an incentive and a solution to start helping all of these patients going through the door, there's 150 patients a day going through some orthopedic practice or big cardiology practice, and there's 50 or 60 that really need an electronic caregiver. So all of a sudden, we've got a big, you know, partnership like that. You have a way to engage referral sources and provide a solution they need to help them improve the outcomes of their patient. That, so they all of a sudden you engage them more and they start funneling new business to your business. It's all very common sense. There's people that home care companies have serviced that have been off live caregiving for a long time now. And they couldn't afford it. They loved it, but they couldn't afford it. Whatever the change is. You can dust off that old business and raise new business out of it. And at the end of the day, if you're saving lives and preserving lifespan and reducing pain and suffering with expedited response, I mean, that is a noble mission. So we have partnered with home care companies and then start equipping them with all the materials to go out into the local surrounding community to their referral sources. And we actually work to help them build referral sources they don't even have right now. And then we incentivize financially those groups. And you go, can you do that? We're not a designated health service. We don't take money from the state or federal government. We're a cash business that's a consumer pay, and it doesn't have the regulatory prohibitions that other things do. So big hospital systems from here to Florida, home care companies, big health networks, we're a partner. We're under contract. We've been vetted fully, and we are protecting thousands of people. So we have a way of really helping build the home care business.